Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, and for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. And in which state do you currently reside?
Arizona.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. So, just for classification purposes, what is the year of your birth?
Year of birth?
What is the year of your birth?
73.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Asian.
But are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And the next question was, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Asia.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Oh, I can't tell. I'm independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Independent. I haven't decided yet.
Well, but we want to know if you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither.
Neither.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third party candidate Jill Stein?
Oh, that I can't tell. I haven't decided.
Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, how should I record your answer? Undecided? Would vote for other political offices but not president, or would not vote at all in the upcoming elections?
I will vote, but I'm independent, so it depends. I need to see the outcomes, you know? I'm still checking on those three elected presidents, so I'm not sure yet.
So between undecided and would you vote for other political offices but not president, how should I record your answer?
That is confidential. I can't tell.
Oh, this is just for classification purposes.
No, I can't tell.
Okay, that's fine. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
That I can tell. That's my confidential. I will decide on the election day.
On election day. So how should I record your answer? As the other candidate, undecided, would vote for...
Undecided.
Would vote. Thank you. Now, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake or other candidate?
Oh, 50-50. I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, here we have three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Or, I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
you know, if I answer this, it will be, I'll be saying that which party I choose. So I decided not to answer this too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time then. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, me.